We have gathered together in obedience to the Lord to remember him. We have gathered around this table which the Lord has prepared by his sacrifice, his death, and his resurrection and ascension. He invites all people who have placed their trust in him as their Lord and Savior, who have decided to forsake their ways and to follow him. Let us therefore come before the Lord's table today in sincerity of heart and of mind, and to remember all things that he has done for us. As part of our statement of belief today, let us say together the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this very special time when we can remember the greatest sacrifice of all given for us. We remember your love to a fallen and broken world by coming in the flesh as Jesus, how he walked amongst people like us, how he taught us, left his word for us so that we might be able to follow him in his ways. We remember the greatest sacrifice of all time when the creator of heaven and earth went to be hung upon a cross made from a tree that he had created. He willingly gave his life for us. And even upon that cross, being innocent in every way, he called for the forgiveness of others. He said that it is finished. His work was complete. The bridge could be crossed between humanity and God because he had made a way where people could make no way. The enemy thought that he had won, but Jesus rose again on the third day, proving that death could have no hold upon him, proving that there is resurrection life in the Almighty God that we serve, and that resurrection power is alive within us today. We remember that Jesus spent 40 days to make sure his disciples and those who wanted to follow him knew the right path. We remember that he instructed them, was concerned for them. And then he ascended to heaven. We also remember he never leaves us alone. But he sent us the Spirit of the living God to live within us so that we can stay in touch with him every day. So that we can fellowship with one another. And because of the power of Jesus upon the cross, we have the power to forgive others and also to ask for forgiveness. Father God, you have said that in your word that communion is a very sacred and holy time. We need to make sure our hearts are right, not only with you, but with others. For those times we have said things against others, out of anger or confusion, we ask you forgiveness. For the times when people have wronged us and hurt us, Lord, we, in our hearts now, offer our forgiveness to them. We ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that we may fully partake of this table of the Lord that is before us. It's all because of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The Lord Jesus, on the night before he died, took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it in the presence of the disciples. And he said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Eat of this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten supper. And he said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. Whenever you drink of it, do it in remembrance of me. Every time you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death and resurrection until he comes again." After the elements are passed out, let us hold on to them until we can partake. This is the body of Christ, broken for you.
This cup is the new covenant sealed in the blood of Jesus. Drink from it, each one of you, and remember him. Father, we are thankful that we can nourish our souls and our spirits today at this table of remembrance. We remember the body of Christ that was broken for us and the blood that was shed upon the cross for us. Help us today, Lord, to also pick up our own cross, deny ourselves, and follow him. Help us to go out into this world around us in power, in strength of the Holy Spirit, being representatives of Jesus Christ in our workplaces, in our homes, wherever you lead our feet. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.